titles this Mitzvah Habitochen, Levad, Mitzvah Habitochen, Yinosel Habotech, Mekama Averus. Says Bitochen has a side benefit as well, besides the achievements that it makes for us, besides the peace of mind that it gives us because I'm relying on Hashem and I have nothing to worry about. But besides all that, it saves us from certain averus. And at the beginning, he focuses very extensively on one particular benefit, one particular avera that we're saved from. Vihine, mimidas habitochen, from this bitochen that we have, levad mitzvazu atzmo, besides the mitzvah itself, od yoitzelo to elis, he has a benefit. He'll be saved from many, many serious averus. Yinosel mechanufo. He'll be saved from flattery. Very interesting. This one he emphasized a lot. We'll see what it is in a moment. She'omru, because Chazal said in Gemara and Soita, ki hu me arba kitois she'ein mekablin plei hashkiku. The flatterer, a person who flatters someone, is from the four groups that are not privileged to be mekabel the plei hashkina. Exactly when you do that, in the next world, in this world, but they're, in a sense, ostracized from a close connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of this flattering. Now, what is flattering? We have to understand that because that's very important. The concept is speaking good of an evil person, perverting the difference between good and evil. In other words, this person is doing something terrible, and I say, oh, how wonderful, you're the greatest guy in the world, you're so this, you're so great, you're so... And by doing such a thing, a person is perverting the truth of Torah. He's perverting the truth of the word of Hashem. Hashem says in the Torah, don't do this. And this person is heavily engaged in this activity, and I'm calling him such a tzaddik, such a good person, such a... And that's called flattery. You know, flattery, you say a nice word to somebody, to a good thing to a good person, a good a word of encouragement, that's not flattery. You know, flattery will get you no place. That's not the... We're talking about chanufa is a perversion of right from wrong, or of wrong to right, of indicating that something is good when in reality it's not. What's the inyan? Why does bitochen save us from this? L'chayra is very poshut. Why do we do that? Why do people do that? Well, I really think you can help me. Since I really think you can help me, I have to be nice to you, and I have to make you feel good, and I have to sometimes cross the lines of honesty and say, well, you're really a wonderful person, and you tell me about this terrible thing you did, and I said, wow, you did very good, because I know if I flatter you, you'll be my friend, you'll help me, and I'm counting on you, I need your help, I'm counting on you for help, I want your help. You know, in the fundraising business, I guess businesses are also in fundraising business, but you know, in yeshiva business also, you have somebody is not really a very good person, but he tells you all the terrible things. Oh yes, wonderful, 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 because you're hoping to get something. The Baal Bitochen doesn't have to do that. I trust Hashem. I don't need anything from anybody. I'm not reliant on people. Yes, I have, as we learned before, I have to do ishtadlus. There's a mitzvah of ishtadlus. I need ishtadlus in order to be able to trust Hashem, because if I don't do anything, I really can't imagine that things are going to come together for me. But I'm not dependent on any one person. I'm not going to falsify right what's right and what's wrong and make it right just because I need this person, because I don't need this person, because everything is from Hashem. So that's the idea that bitochen will save a person from this temptation or this test of flattering, and that flattery itself is a terrible thing. And he goes on and saying how terrible it is. Oid Isashom is the crying how bad it is. Called Od Mashiach Lo Chanufa, anyone who has this flattering that he flatters Rishoyim to make them feel that they're good, maybe Aflo and brings anger to the world. Shinema, the Chanfe Lev Yosimu Af. Those that do this Chanufa, they bring anger to the world. So let's stop for a moment and think, what's so terrible? What is so terrible? So on the one hand, you could say, well, you know, it's a perversion of truth. That's a terrible thing. I'm declaring to this evil person, Baruch Hashem, there's an empty seat here. I'm declaring to this evil person, you're so wonderful. You're so kind. You're such a tzaddik. Well, I'm really falsifying the Torah because al pi Torah, this person is a Rosha. I'm declaring him as a tzaddik. That's a falsification. And a falsification of Torah is a terrible thing. It's even a shaila in Yamshel Shloimeh that a person who falsifies, intentionally falsifies halacha, maybe it's Yehorig Vayavo. It's as if he's perverting the whole Torah. It's just like Avodah Zorah. Okay, that may be one approach. I think there's another approach as well. And that is that I'm really compromising my trust in Hashem. That's why when I have bitochen, I won't flatter. But when I do flatter, what am I saying? I'm saying, oh, I'm desperate. Listen, I know right from wrong, and I know this guy is not such a tzaddik. But the reason I'm doing it is because I need something from him. I want something from him. I expect something from him. So I am now, I'm saying, I'm declaring, it's not about you, Hashem. It's not about trusting you. I need this man. And therefore I do this, because otherwise I would never do that. I wouldn't pervert the truth, but I'm perverting the truth because I think I'm dependent on him. So in reality, it's not just falsifying the Torah. It's almost like a kfira in the reality of Hashem's hashkocha. Hashem takes care of everything. He's in control of everything. You don't need this person. You don't need anyone. Harbi shluchim lamokum, even as a shliach, Hashem has many shluchim. So what are you getting all nervous about? There it says, you really don't trust Hashem. You really are not believing in Hashem. You really aren't convinced that Hashem can take care of you. You got to get this particular guy who really isn't such a good person. Now, if he wants to give you, that's one thing. But you're going to tell him and fool him and pretend and falsify just because you need him? That statement of your need is a terrible mistake. And therefore, maybe that's why it's so serious and it brings af le'olam and it's le'mekablu play hashchina, because it's really antithesis of what our relationship with Hashem is all about. And he goes on, v'lo'oid, el she'ein tfilos nishmas. A person who is a choynei for shoyim, his tefillah is not going to be listened to. Shenemar lo yishavu bo asoram, that they shouldn't call out the people that are suffering, because if they're chanofim, they're not going to be answered. V'ho'inyan, now here he says an interesting thing, which I have a question, but let's first say what he says. V'ho'inyan, dekiva dechoto b'dibur, since he sinned with a dibur, he said, you are a tzaddik, when it's not true. It's not appropriate that his tefillah should be accepted. The ein kategor nase sanegor. The accuser doesn't become the defender. In other words, you're using your mouth to say something inappropriate, to say that this man is a tzaddik when he's not. So now you want to use your mouth, that very mouth that did something wrong, that really is a kategor, is a kitrig, is something that you misuse, now you're going to use it to turn to Hashem to help you. That's a breach of this en kategor nasu sanego, and it's an abstract concept. So he explains, debitam ze shofar shel poro post of maseches Rosh Hashanah, as shofar of a poro is post of Rosh Hashanah when it has gold. Afal gav damrin shov the dafka if naivim if nimu damrin came. That's only in the Kodesh Kadoshim. The shofar kindles the zikaron kosi kinef nim domi. Says, but a shofar, since it's so, it's like you're in the Lefnai Brahim in the Kodesh Kodoshim because it's so holy at that moment, and Mamela, it's considered as if you did it in the holiest place, and therefore you're not supposed to use gold because gold is from the Egel, and the shofar is used to bring kapora to Klal Yisrael. Mekomakom gam mispal shayach said. It's just by, and the same thing by Tfila is like Lefnai Brahim, the Tzorech Lahabin Liboy, connected by Kodesh Kodoshim. Okay, it says because of that, since tefillah is also like Kodesh Kodoshim, is supposed to face the Eretz Yisrael, is supposed to face the Kodesh HaKodoshim, Memela, it's also considered like you're using something bad to do something good with. That's that violation of Ein Kateu Nasa Sanhiva. Now, I really have a problem here because I would have thought, and I really don't know the answer, maybe you could help me, I would have thought that the reason ain't philosophy nishmas is because of the hypocrisy. Here you are expressing your dependence on this Rosha, by saying that he's a tzaddik, by flattering him. And now you're going to turn to Hashem and ask Hashem to help you. And Hashem should say to you, listen, you're putting your trust in this guy. He's your man. He's your savior. What do you want for my life? And that should make it ain't tzilos and nishmas. But he doesn't say that. It's very interesting to me that he doesn't say that.
He's talking about this specific situation.
What?
So he's talking about in general, your tefillah is not going to be. He's talking about this specific thing you want, or he's talking about all situations?
No, even in general, listen, you're a person who the way you operate is you see a person who could help you, and he's not a good person. And he's not have some okay. Thank you. You see a person who can help you, and he's not a good person. You're going to flatter him so that he's going to help you. So now you come to Hashem, and Hashem says to you, "Hey, listen, you got your man over there. You want to go with him? You go with him. Now why are you coming to me? All of a sudden, it's a pillar to me that he doesn't say that.
Maybe he said because Hashem is such a bar rafa, he wouldn't say that. End of the day, guy's turning to Hashem. So now he's having charotah.
So that's what I was thinking. But I want to preface that with the following. If this was a Rishon, you know, a Rashi, a Tosfos, a Ritva, a Rashba, a Ramban, then I would be more confident in that. A concept with Rishonim is we assume that the Rishonim thought of everything that we thought of. They were such giants. So obviously the Rishon thought of this possibility, and he didn't say it. That means that this can't work. I'm not that same level of confidence, although I think it makes
sense. So he definitely thought of what I thought.
What I thought of too. I thought of the same thing. I don't know about you. You could maybe think of something he didn't think of, but I certainly couldn't think of something he didn't think of. And therefore, since I thought of that, I think I'm sure he must have thought of it too. So then we see from here something very interesting, if that's the case. If the fact that he didn't say the obvious reason of, hey, you're relying on him, I'll put you in his hands. You know, that's what the Chovis HaLevavos writes at the beginning of Shabbat Tochen. Whoever you put your trust in, Hashem says, oh, you're trusting him? Then let's see what he could do for you. It seems that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to say that. There's something here that you turn to him sincerely. You turn to him sincerely. So even though you did this chanifa, because in a chanifa maybe isn't exactly, I say, I'm trusting you. It's just there's something there. I need you at this. I'm a little bit, it's on a certain level. It's off. So it seems that Kodesh Baruch Hu would still answer him, but it's still forbidden because of the fact that, and the tefillah won't be answered because of the fact that you have profaned something holy. This holy mouth that you're going to speak to Hashem with and try to ask him from, you have turned it into like the gold of the eagle. You have turned it into something profane because you profaned it with something. And maybe we can say also, not just good, why doesn't he say with Lashon Hara? Maybe it's both together. Maybe the profanity of it is you're talking to him that way because you need him. And now you're coming to use that same mouth to say you need me. Maybe that's the, in other words, so it's not just like, because also why only with Hanifa? What about Lashon Hara? What about all other terrible things that a person says? He's not focused on that now. But maybe the pshat is that this is something special. Because you're actually using.
Hanifa's a din in bitachon. That's why.
Yeah, because of that. So
Hanifa is a din in.
That's right. That's right. And since you're using your mouth in a way that's anti Hashem, in other words, counter Hashem, because you're relying on Him and not on Hashem. So now when you come to Hashem, it's ain't tilos and nishmas. That may be okay. Let's. I would like to. I think I would like to at this point.
What's the answer? Why?
What?
This has nothing to do with Hanifa.
No, he's saying since you used your mouth to hunt for this person,
it's
to
not say, specific to this at all.
What?
It's nothing to do with Hanifa specifically.
It's Davka saying Hanifa. So it's saying maybe because Hanifa, you're using your mouth you're profaning your mouth because you're using your mouth by calling him a tzaddik to get something, and now you're using that same mouth to get something from Hashem. So you profane the mouth by using it to focus on a person instead of Hashem. Now when you come back to focus on Hashem, it's like ein katego nasa sanego. That's what we're suggesting. Okay, I'd like to stop for a moment. Now, I understand what he's saying here, and that Hanifa is a terrible distraction. It's a contradiction to the Midas HaBitochen, and the Midas HaBitochen contradicts it because Midas HaBitochen says, hey, I don't need you. I'm not going to hunt for you. I deal directly with the boss. I rely directly on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have nothing to offer me. I'm not going to pervert the truth just to get on your good side because I need you. I don't need you. Everything comes from Hashem. So if that's the case, then we have to think, why is that considered such a breach of bitochen? Okay, I'm doing something. Isn't it just a form of ishtadlus? Isn't any form of ishtadlus a breach of bitochen?
It's an isur d'oraisa.
What's that?
It's an isur d'oraisa.
Okay, so it's just because it's an isur d'oraisa? So any isur d'oraisa. So that's what you're saying. So you're saying because it's an isur d'oraisa.
You can't say proper ishtadlus.
Because you're not allowed to do it, and now you do it. So when you're violating it, so ishtadlus, well, see, the truth of the matter is that Ishtadlus can also be an Isur. Ishtadlus can also be an Isur if you do more than you're supposed to. But I guess you're right. But that Ishtadlus is not the Etzem Osu. Here you're doing something the Etzem Osu, so that's worse. So, okay, I like that. That makes sense. So, in other words, what you're saying is like this. This is not just a showing that you're relying on someone. Let's say, that would be the shot.
There's a level of the Tachon. When you're doing proper shtadlus, that's a level. You can get a higher level.
That's right. In other words, let's say this guy was a good guy, and I'm really asking him, and I'm nice to him, and I'm flattering him with all the truths that he is, because I want to get on his good side, because I want something from him. So that is, in a certain sense, contradicting the Midas HaBitochen, but it's not the same level of contradiction. Here, I'm doing an Isa D'Raisa. I'm perverting to. Pervert truth is a terrible thing. The Torah is truth. The Chesom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. To pervert truth in Yahadus is you almost can't get worse than that. The truth is, it's all about truth. This is Torah is truth. Hashem is truth. You know, this is Moshe emes, the Torah also emes. So you're perverting truth all because you want something from him. That's the ultimate breach of Bitochen because of the fact that You're not only are you counting on someone else, but you're violating. It's almost going to be the same thing. I'm going to be Machalo Shabbos because I have to make Parnosa. So instead of having Bitochen, I'm going to be Machalo Shabbos because I have to make Parnosa. And that, of course, is not that's worse. It's worse than stop doing your Hishtadlus that maybe you're overdoing it and you should really rely more on Hashem and shouldn't be Mishtad. Don't put in those extra hours. Hashem will take care of you with that. This, I'm violating the Torah. Agav, I don't know if I ever told you the story. Maybe I told the story here. I don't know. I talk too much all over the place. I can't remember. But I met a Jew in Los Angeles many, many years ago, over 40 years ago. And he was the largest garment distributor on the West Coast. And he showed me postcards where he sends out to 10,000 businesses all over the world that for the 2 days of Yom Tov of Shavuos, because of the Jewish holiday, his office is going to be closed. He was a Shomer Shabbos, a very fine person. And he told me like this. He said he came right after the war, literally with the shirt on his back. He says, and his friends came. He says, they had no parnosa. They couldn't get a job where you didn't have to work Shabbos. And one by one, his friends started giving in, and they started to work Shabbos. He says, he refused. He wasn't going to do it. Not Shaykh. He says, Hashem will provide. So he bought little pieces of material. And he says, in my little apartment in the living room, I started making handkerchiefs. He made handkerchiefs, then maybe he made kerchiefs after that, whatever. And 30 years later, whatever, 25 years later, he was the largest garment distributor on the West Coast. He says, I have money and I have nachas. My friends don't have any money and they don't have any nachas. And so like, you know, we can't to compromise halacha in the pursuit of something is the ultimate negation of the fact that Hashem is in control of the world. It's a big nesoyin, that's true. But this, so chanifa is also that type of a negation. When a person does chanifa, then we negate this realization that it's all from Hashem. Okay, let's see a little bit more over here. He decries how terrible it is. Oy Isar Shom, kol odem sheyesh bo chanufo, afilo ubrim shemei imon mekalel enosay. A person who does this chanufo, then even the the embryos the that are in the mother's womb are cursing him. Shenema oimer l'rosh tzadik oto yikvuhu amim. Ones who says to a rosha tzadik ato yikvuhu amim, nations will curse him. Viyu azmu l'umim, and that he says refers to the little embryos that will be, even the unborn children will be cursing him. Shenemar oimer l'rosh tzadik oto yikvu. That's okay. He goes through a whole pasuk over here that basof will be pirchom ko'ovek yale. They'll be falling down to Gehenim, and v'om rebeloza kol machnif l'roshah the soif neifil biyodoi. And he says even worse than that, if you're machnif to a rosha, basof what's going to happen is you're going to fall into his hand. You're going to be taken captive or hurt by him because you put that false trust in him, and that trust is going to backfire. And again, it's really a very powerful lesson, because very often we put our trust in the wrong place and we find that it doesn't help. You know, many people have had that experience where instead of trusting Hashem and sitting back and, you know, having the menuchas hanefesh and not worrying about anything, I do this, I do that, or I must do this, I must do that. We find it. And sometimes when we just don't do anything, just relying on Hashem, I did everything I can do. You know, today many people debate as to what is the shear of ishtadlus. So I once heard from an old Godel that how much ishtadlus should do. So today we're not on that high level of bitochon, as the Beis Halevi explains that you do enough ishtadlus to be able to have bitochon. That's the shear of ishtadlus. How much you do today, people are not so easily, really, truly trusting Hashem. So he said, we have to do everything we have to do, but it certainly has to stop at the point when we're doing something inappropriate. That has to be the ultimate gether. And it's such a powerful shmira that we have, because there's no way. It's not only I'm forbidden to lie and to cheat and to steal and to misrepresent and to deceive and all these other things. I know that it's not going to help me, because Hashem runs the world. And all of those things, that's a hishtadlus, which is the opposite of bitochen, because I'm going to do things that are wrong. I'm declaring that it's not about Hashem. Hashem is not, I need this, that, and the other thing. And so that has to be the shield. And in life, it's so very, it's a protective device, because sometimes there are temptations not to do terrible things, but little things. Sometimes we're human beings, and but if I have this realization, what do you mean? What am I doing? What am I, crazy? I have to, you know, Hashem takes care of everything. I'm gonna lie, I'm gonna cheat, I'm gonna falsify something, I'm gonna, what am I doing? Hashem runs the world, Hashem provides. By doing anything against what the Torah says, and I'm definitively stating that it's not about Hashem, it's about me and what I do, and the results will come from my effort and not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a person is mamish, like he's undermining the entirety of what the Torah is all about. The Midas HaBitochon can give us a tremendous chizuk in that area. We just have, and the rest is another whole discussion here. We just have 2 minutes left, but I want to just mention one thing. There's a very interesting, this is also the Beis HaLevi on Chumash, but he talks about how this bitochen works. He says, Iker bechinas habitochen, Iker bechinas bitochen hu, hashkotas rucho veliboi, lahashlik halashem yehovah. The essence of bitochen, the true nature of bitochen is the calming of one's nerves, of one's spirit, of one's heart, to be able to cast this burden on Hashem. Hashlich al Hashem Yehovcha. I have a problem. It's your problem. Hashlich, the pasuk says, Hashlich al Hashem Yehovcha, take your pekel, a pekel with tzoras, and throw it on Hashem, and he'll take care of it. He says, it seems that comes, he says, from a hashket rucho veliboy, that he's calmed down. In other words, I know Hashem's in control, and I know Hashem is molei chesed racham. And that calms me. Even before I realize, even before it sounds from the order of things, even before I throw the pekel on him and say, hey, I'm counting on you, it's your problem. But I know Hashem is, controls the world. I know Hashem is all powerful. I know Hashem is molech chesed ki le'olam chasnoi. I know he's hatoiv ki le'icholu rachamecho v'amarachim ki le'isamu chasnotecho. His chesed and rachamim never cease, they're endless. And that gives me such a manuchas anemesh. Just knowing that, I don't know what's going to happen. But I just know he's all chesed. I just know he's all rachamim. That gives me the ability, the inspiration, to be able to say, since he's all chesed and all rachamim, I'm taking my pekel with tzoras, I'm throwing it up to him, he'll take care of it. So it starts with this realization of Hashem's chesed, which brings me a certain menuchas hanefesh, and then I can, with that sense of menuchas hanefesh, I'm so calm, I'm not worried, I have a tzora. Take the tzara. Now I can take the tzara and just cast it to Hashem.